hour on a pretty good day. A very good day. It's the good day lineup today, including Rich McFadden in Washington, Jennifer Horn in Los Angeles, Doug Steffen on the farm in actually a town called Framingham. For those of you who are new to the program, Framingham just got the award, two awards that are both erroneous. One of them was it's the 39th best place to live in the country, according to some magazine, and the other one said it was the 9th most expensive place to live. Neither of those two are true, but it's always interesting how the Chamber of Horrors takes and twists and turns this stuff around. You're probably
so what is it, really the 38th best place to live?
No. Well, it's always the criteria. You know, that's like the all-American city. Everybody likes to post at the border of their town, Fresno, the all-American city.
Right.
That's right.
Let's see, Naperville, America's all-American city, 1992, wherever you are. We all like that. And the Chamber of Commerce is always out there. Let's talk about how great it is to live here. Real estate values.
Why not? Why shouldn't they?
No, they should. They're talking about real estate taxes. They're talking about real estate values. Hey, hello to the folks listening now for the first time today in Glendale, Washington. Goldendale, Washington. It's Glendale, California, where folks are listening. Or Goldendale, Washington. Listening to KLCK, we have found out what the Klickitat Indian tribe is all about. A lot of other things that are cool there. So if you want to chime in, be heard, and have some fun, join us at 800-510-8255. We will later on in the hour meet Dr. Jack Stockwell, who wants to talk about the death of Michael Duncan and why it is a guy who became a vegetarian kicked the bucket.
He appeared to be a very muscular, in shape guy.
Yep. Lots of talk about food today on the website and also at Doug Steffen. Wait a minute. That would be the same thing, right? And at Doug Steffen. Yesterday, Jennifer, we talked a lot about organic food in that, according to some recent scientific studies, organic food is not any better for you than non-organic food. I take exception to that. The term natural and organic are used incorrectly and almost sort of interchangeably. And that thanks to the news media, to the government watering it down. There are some things that are just better organically. They taste better. They are better for you. And organic means you don't use any pesticides, no chemical stuff. I do that on my farm. I don't use anything except natural ingredients for manures that you're trying to enhance the fields with or any number of things, how we clean our lines for the milking system. These sorts of things are important if you want to have integrity. To me, anyway, they are. But you have to. It's not as easy as just saying non-organic foods aren't any better than organic foods, because that's the usual blasé, foolish headline that the news media comes up with that isn't really accurate. The poll yesterday at DougSteffen.com, and I think we were following this on social media, Jennifer, as well. Do you buy organic food was the question. 45% of you said no. The whole organic thing seems to be a scam. See what's happened? Great idea. Government gets a hold of it, screws it up.
Right.
Now everybody is like out there, don't know what the right thing is. And that's
they
typical.
Like the idea of organic. They just don't trust the label.
They don't, and they ought not to, because it is bogus in many instances. So that's 45%. 42% of you said sometimes when it doesn't cost too much more than the alternative. And admittedly, by the way, I've seen this in the dairy industry. I could get a 40% premium for my milk if I were to sell it to a dairy that was producing and selling organic pasteurized milk. I choose to sell raw milk on my farm and make raw cheeses out of it and that sort of thing. But it's an alternative that brings more money in. And because basically people want to pay more for what they think is good. Let's see, 8% of you responded to the poll, do you buy organic food, by saying, yes, I buy all of it. And D say, I don't know whether I'm buying organic or not. 5% of you said you didn't know what you were buying, which is usually the case when it comes to meats, poultry, things like that. You don't really know.
You.
Yeah, it's very confusing. Very, very confusing.
I told you this past weekend I was at a cookout, and a bunch of us were sitting there, you know, watching Sports Center and all this stuff, you know, three or four guys, and we're all sitting around talking about going to a butcher shop where you know the cow, the grass-fed cow, was just out in that pasture over there a week ago, and now you're buying the meat.
Yeah.
And, you know, just walking into the department or the grocery store and not knowing what that is in that cellophane wrapper.
It's, well, the whole concept, as far as I'm concerned, is gross, but you've hit the nail on the head as far as knowing where your food in general comes from. That's why I love it when people come to the farm and see the cows being milked. Or they go up the street to the produce farm, and they go and they pick their own lettuce. That's how you know, and that's how you teach your children who don't know anything about where food... I dare say a lot of you don't know much about where your food comes from. So this is a perfect way for you to get that connection. Here's another food item. Story at DougStephan.com today about the State Fair of Texas. This is the season of the year. All the state fairs are getting started. And the State Fair of Texas has named fried jambalaya as the best-tasting fried food of the year. They invite creative cooks, apparently, to compete for a golden statuette in the Big Tex Choice Awards. The food contest open to the concessionaires at the fair. The only requirement is everything has to be fried.
Mm.
So three judges, three judges tasted their way to 52 fried entries.
Oh,
deep fried pork wings, fried cactus bites, fried mac and cheese sliders, fried cake. Fried this, fried that. This year, Butch Benavides took home the most creative award for his fried bacon-wrapped cinnamon roll.
Blech. Oh, my God.
A classic cinnamon roll dipped
bacon
in sweet
wrapped cinnamon
pancake
roll.
Butter. Rolled fried. In bacon. Everything's in bacon. What is it? Coca-Cola. What were we talking about last week?
Bacon diet.
Bacon
right.
In
yeah.
Coca-Cola. Ay. Okay, let's see here. The Best Taste Award went to Abe Gonzalez's deep-fried jambalaya. Spicy rice balls packed with chicken, sausage, shrimp, coated in flour, fried and served with a spicy ranch.
Spicy rice ball.
Salt. Ay.
Wow.
Let's see here. Also a winner this year is former Girl Scout Christy Erpolito. She's the deep-fried Samoan cookie cooker. She fried Samoan cookies from the Girl Scouts as a part of this contest. Oy. They deep-fried chocolate mints. How do you do that?
Deep-fried chocolate. You know, I had...
Roll it in batter, throw it in the fryer.
Oh, man.
I had a bite of fried Kool-Aid once.
Did you?
Fried Kool-Aid.
And it's very disappointing.
Fried Kool-Aid.
Because I thought it would be, like, juicy. It's just dough that they dip in Kool-Aid, and it's pink, and then they... So it's kind of like a donut.
Really? All right, well, if you care about the story... Check it out. Get heartburn at DougStephan.com. Speaking of things that are good for you, and I'm not suggesting this stuff is good for you, but it tastes good, and that means a lot to people. They just love the taste of anything, and because it tastes good doesn't mean it's bad, and because it tastes bad, that doesn't mean it's good. Do you know that? Your mother used to say, take this castor oil. It tastes bad, but it's good for you. Remember that? Or did your
don't
mother make you
that.
Do that?
No, huh? I didn't
no,
do the castor
don't
oil.
Call
do
for that.
No, I, that. Right. I didn't fall for it either.
I got the, if you say that word again, you're going to eat this soap.
Yeah, right.
So close.
Do you want to tell us what the word was?
I don't remember which one that one was.
Right.
We can't play that game.
Hey, from, speaking of which, you know what I have for you in a few minutes? When we have a moment?
Yeah.
The top 20 most hated pet names for women.
Why are you going to do that? Why
no,
would you be so negative?
Pet names.
What are you talking about? Benny? I mean, Bunny and Boopsie and
Muffy. Yeah, like Sugar Pie.
Sugar Pie, Honey Bun, Pickle, and Baby.
Right. That's the Temptation song, Sugar Pie, Honey Bun, apparently.
That's coming up here. That'll give you something to really look forward to, folks. 16 after the hour. Let me give you a moment of information about promoting your immune system's health, your cardiovascular system's health, your cholesterol level. The folks that are at Youngevity, who come up with all of the various, I was going to say concoctions, but there are all kinds, I think there are 94 different products, most of them in liquid form, that aim to help you be healthier. Weight loss is a big deal now. Body trim is one of the management tools that you can use. Find out about how it works by going to DougStephanTeam.com. And also find out, open up your eyes to the diseases that you're susceptible to and how to avoid getting any of them. Sounds too good to be true? The Healthy Start Pack with the 90 essential nutrients that you need to take for life every day is part of what you can get by going to the DougStephanTeam.com. And by the way, the things that they have there are known through all kinds of research to eliminate the need for invasive gastric bypass surgery for humans or prescription drugs. That's right. If you're feeding yourself the right nutrients, you won't have to have any of these operations. You'll be healthy, 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 healthy. That's why I suggest you check out the Healthy Start Pack and other items that will get you going with the longevity anti-aging crowd. And then look around and see if there are people that you know who can benefit from the same thing. After you have success, why not pass it along to other people? Call 855-309-TEAM, or as I say, go to the web at DougStephanTeam.com to order the Healthy Start Pack, get your 90 essential nutrients daily, and get yourself, as you've found yourself, more healthy. You want to help your friends to be more healthy and to make a few bucks as well. This is not essential. I'm sorry, this is not optional. This is essential. 855-309-8326 or DougStephanTeam.com.
It's summer, and while the temperatures may be way up, mortgage rates are way down. In fact, an 8-year mortgage loan is just 2.75%, APR 3.47%. Jay Farner here, folks, and I've got more amazing news for you. We found that a traditional 30-year fixed-rate mortgage isn't right for everyone. Sound like you? Then you're going to love the Quicken Loans exclusive Yorgage, a fixed-rate home loan that allows you to select a term that works best for you, anywhere from 8 to 29 years. Your mortgage on your terms, that's the Quicken Loans Yorgage. The name sounds funny, but it's going to save you money. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com right now. Not tomorrow, not 2 hours from now, but right now. And find out if our Yorgage is right for you. Our entire team of mortgage experts is waiting to help you. So call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com and see why we're engineered to amaze.
Other restrictions may apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
Look, I'm all for modern conveniences. But ask yourself, do you really need a blender with 23 buttons just to chop an onion? At Geico, we think life should be simpler. So we make it super simple to save on car insurance. Just one click and you could be on your way to saving hundreds. Come on, people. Life doesn't have to be that complicated.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Do you have gas? Get this. Shift Digestive Advantage Gas Defense. It's a supplement. Nice. With dual action formula. What does that mean? It works two ways to help defend against gas, now and later. Take it with a meal, and the drug-free ingredient acts quickly to stop occasional gas before it gets started. Take it every day, and the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Good Day Show is on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at DougStephan.com.
You know, you thought this had been fixed, but it hasn't been. Elephants are being killed in record numbers, unprecedented slaughter,
yeah,
mostly by the military in the Republic of the Congo.
Rhinos, too.
All illegal. They're killing tens of thousands of elephants every year. These poachers, these people that come in like Donald Trump's kids.
Yeah.
They shoot everything up.
Like Disneyland for
right.
Right, for nut birds. 21 after.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopia Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
Al Stewart, born this date 1945, as we celebrate some birthdays here on Good Day. Singer, guitar player, Time Passages, one of his big songs, Year of the Cat, two songs he's well known for. A happy birthday to him. To Joe Raquel Tejeda, who is known to most of us as Raquel Welch, in movies like The Four Musketeers, Women of the Year, Bandolero, Mother Jugs and Speed. There was a classic.
And how old is she now?
She was born in the state 1940, so she would be 72. Wow.
She looks awesome.
Yeah, 70.
So beautiful.
Always has been, always will be.
Right. All right, William Devane, the actor, born in the state 1939. Yeah, I didn't think he was that old.
No, I didn't either. He looks good.
Right, he'll be 73. And then happy birthday to him. Bob Newhart's birthday is today as well, born in the state 1929, so he's 83. All right, let's see.
Is he really?
Yeah,
wow.
Imagine that. Huh?
In my brain, he's still in his 60s doing his TV show.
All right, who's next on the list, Richie? This.
Humble Pie.
So it's Clem.
That's right, Clem Clemson.
Clem Clemson. How'd you like to go through life? Oh, yeah, I'm Clem Clemson.
Can you sell real estate? Or you can be a rock star?
Yeah. You know who the guitar player was in this band?
No, Richie. Who's the guitar player?
Young British lad named Peter Frampton.
Really?
Yeah.
So Clem is 63 today, singing 30 Days in the Hole. We can use our imagination to figure out what that's all about. Next up on our list is Terry Ellis from En Vogue.
En Vogue, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Good stuff, huh? Right.
Word. No, this is awful.
What? It's pop music. You gotta love it.
Yeah. 46. Miss Ellis is 46 today. Rose McGowan, who's Paige on Charmed. Is that show even still around?
In replays.
Charmed? No, but she's a famous actress. She's still doing other things.
She was in a movie called Monkey Bone. What was that about?
Never seen that. But
Monkey Bone. That one I have to go look up.
A B player.
Oh, I missed it.
Going all the way. Man, she sounds like she's...
Wasn't she married to, like, Marilyn Manson or something?
Was she?
Yeah, I think so. Maybe.
That's perfect. All right, enough of that stuff. Or maybe not. Depends on your on your. I'm not for spending a lot of time on stuff like that, but certainly I'll defer to you, Jennifer, if you'd like to spend more time on that. Or on our social media, what's going on the Twitter site? What are we following on Facebook? Who's on first? Who's on second? What's the story?
Well, Facebook right now, since Rich has teased us with this pet name story, our question at Facebook.com/Good Day Show right now is, what pet names do you use for your loved ones? Plus, you can also chime in on what you're doing to make sure the food you serve your family is the best it can be. So make sure you check in with us there, Facebook.com/Good Day Show or Twitter.com/Good Day Show.
Twitter.com.
Twitter.
The folks in California are dealing with giving. This is a story in the Los Angeles Times today, Jennifer, about driver's licenses for illegal immigrants.
Right.
I don't even begin to understand this concept. What the heck am I missing here? If you're illegal, you're illegal. You come apply for a driver's license and it's determined you're illegal.
You're given a social security number. Yeah.
If you're going to be driving legally or illegally, you might as well be issued a license. Wouldn't you agree?
No.
It's just like the voter right thing. Like, show an ID card when you go get your ballot. What's the big deal?
What are we missing here?
I don't know. Well, obviously, we're missing something.
Well,
they're going to be doing it anyway. Mm-hmm. That's one of your favorite philosophies. They're going to be doing it anyway. You might as well just give it to them. Oh, no, that's condoms.
Yeah.
Drugs.
That's right. This is an
alcohol.
Op-ed piece.
But when it comes to driver's licenses, no.
Yeah, this is an op-ed piece in today's LA Times. And basically, as it goes through all of the pluses and minuses, The conclusion of this op-ed piece is that it's better because the drivers be safer and they be insured. We all know the argument is that most of the crime committed in Southern California is by illegals. Most of the deaths on the highway caused by illegals. So let's make them legal. That's going to change things all of a sudden? Does it or not? What end of this debate do we need to be on here? It's insanity. The people who are supposedly, they don't belong here. So why are we going to legitimize their being here by giving them a driver's license? Is Jerry Brown for this? This must be something that Jerry Brown's come up with.
He's cooking it up, I'm sure.
He's the one who's cooking it up. And then, of course, there are all of the assemblymen in Los Angeles who are trying to get votes, all Hispanic to begin with. So let's make it easy for the Hispanics. And as we pointed out earlier, the Hispanics are not the only illegals that are around. They're just the ones that either seem to get the most attention. Is that because they make the most noise? There are plenty of Asian illegals that are around.
Sure.
Not to the count of...
Plenty of white illegals.
Yeah, exactly. From Europe. Right. The illegals that come all the time from Africa.
Now, there are more Latinos because we border Mexico and Central America, so it's easier to get here.
The numbers are higher. So what's the point here? I'm lost in this sea of BS that seems to think this makes more sense than to have. I mean, there's no common sense involved in this. If they don't want to have them obey the law, why should I obey the law? Right? That's legitimate.
Yeah.
Your Honor, they don't. So two wrongs don't make a right, he'll say. Half past the hour on Good Day.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Connexin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Information and conversation on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's Wednesday, September 5th. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Not important to know that, but you hear his voice and it's important to know who he is. Jennifer Horn, she's important just because she's a big star, and we're happy to have her on the Good Day program, adding credibility to an otherwise sort of weakened credibility structure here. I'm Doug Steffen. He's Dr. Jack Stockwell. He's got plenty of credibility. One of the two, not necessarily mainstream physicians, because I'm not much for mainstream anything, although we do have Dr. Ken Kronhaus, and he would be more mainstream. And I don't know why Jack is mainstream, too. It's just that a lot of people who don't understand chiropractic, especially the brand of chiropractic, that Jack, is that you're trying to present something healthy by coughing in my ear? What the heck is that all about?
Sorry.
Huh?
Sorry.
I'm trying to present you as somebody who's healthy, and you're coughing in my ear.
I just had a big drink of water, and it went down the proverbial wrong pipe.
So it's not because you're not healthy.
Oh, no.
No. Jack Stockwell is a board-certified NUCA chiropractic specialist. And that's a man and a woman, because they're both men and women who do this, that adjust your neck. And that's how you benefit. You gain chiropractic benefit just from focusing on your neck. Does wonders for me when I see him. It'll do wonders for you if you can find somebody. His information is wonderful. So that's why when we get into things like Michael Clark Duncan dying at the age of 54, a lot of people, especially the news media, trying to convince everybody, see, we told you, being a vegan doesn't do any good for you. Look at this guy. He was a vegan and he's dead.
Well, you know, you look at his history. He, born in Southside Chicago, was a ditch digger for a number of years. You can imagine what kind of diet you would have to have in order to be able to maintain that kind of a daily regimen and the kind of body it built for him, as well as the bodybuilding he did on top of it.
Right.
And, you know, was a meat eater most of his life. And then a couple of years ago, his conscience gets to him for whatever reason. And believe me, I appreciate whatever moral value somebody has when they decide they don't want these animals penned up and slaughtered in these pens anymore.
Right.
I appreciate that. You shouldn't be eating that kind of food anyway. But 2 years ago, PETA got to him. And PETA, he sponsored a commercial for PETA, And he went vegetarian with long spurts of veganism in that period of time, which means his protein intake dropped drastically. And when you have that kind of a body that is so protein dependent, which is fine if you get the right source of protein, because I heard you guys talking about, you know, organic versus non-organic, all right, that stuff during the first half hour.
Yeah.
There's some very important prescient points to make there as well. However, when he has such a drastic change of his diet, his protein metabolism, his protein structures are going to change.
How?
And the most,
how
because
they change?
He's not getting the right kind of high dense protein food intake. You get body.
Stop. He's not getting the right kind based
better,
on
Richie,
his
based on his lifestyle.
Richie,
based on his lifestyle.
May I interrupt you? That was rude. Please, Jack. May I interrupt? May I?
Yes.
Ask a question. Okay, that would be better, Richie. Please go ahead.
Okay. Whoa. Hold on. Hold the phone.
Now, who's to go ahead here?
Okay. No, I just want to clarify. He was not getting the right proteins based on his lifestyle, based on what his body had been used to up to that point, or just in general.
And what it continued to require with that kind of, I mean, what was the protein percentage of his body versus the average guy on the street? You know, you look at him inside that jail cell in the movie The Green Mile, and here you have a hulking, was he 6'5", something 6'5", 300 plus pounds, most, more than half of which is protein. That requires a huge protein intake. The most protein-respondent organ in the body, in other words, the organ that is most quick to alter its function based on dietary changes, is the heart. Because the heart cells only last about a month before they're constantly replaced by new heart cells all the time. And they're going to be replaced by what is flowing through the bloodstream at the time those new cells are born. And so when you have a big dietary change like that, you're going to have physiological changes throughout the whole body. And then when you go vegan, you know, you're not even having eggs or dairy anymore. And as a result, you've got to get your protein intake, an incomplete protein, mind you, from beans and rice and a few other sources that people will use.
So,
and they're not getting the B12 they need, and they're going to be deficient in several other areas. I know this by clinical experience of over 20 years now in the practice that I do. When I see people make drastic dietary changes like this, their health goes out the window.
I saw a clip of him doing a commercial for PETA where he proclaimed that...
You're talking about Michael Clark Duncan.
Yes.
Did the commercial, yeah.
You don't need to eat meat to get the proteins that you need.
Yeah, that's the theory, but it's not.
How close can you get, though? That's a question for a lot of people like me that don't eat meat. You tell me, we talk about proteins and how we get it, beans, that sort of things, legumes. But you're telling us we're not getting the same kind of protein.
No,
I won't eat meat. I won't eat chicken. I described on the air the other day.
Will you eat fish?
I'll eat a little fish.
Well, then eat fish.
Yeah.
Because you're going to get the concentrated protein that's in fish, but you got to get the right kind. And here's the curveball that most of the public has been served by big pharma and the huge mega corporations. They link everything into one category called meat. And whether it's meat, whether it's pork, chicken, poultry, beef, lamb, whatever it is, they just call it meat, and then they don't distinguish between the clean meats and the meats that are just loaded up with all kinds of stuff that's going to destroy your body anyway. The big difference between pasture-raised, and I heard you guys talking about this during the first half hour, when Rich mentioned you go out and there's this beef that you've bought and it's being raised in a pasture, and then the next day it's wrapped up in plastic to put in your freezer.
Right.
That's one thing. When you go to the supermarket, there's no listing or no signs or no kinds of... revelation there as to what was in that meat, in the sense of hormones, in the sense of pesticides, herbicides, whatever it was fed, whatever it was packed up. And the worst thing about commercial meats is they're being fed genetically modified corn and soy, which alters the fat structures, it alters the protein structures, and this stuff gets inside your body, and it's going to mess up your own physiology.
You know, go ahead, Richie.
Sorry. My nephew, who is a bodybuilder and competes and is also going to school to be a nutritionist and a chiropractor, talks to me about amino acids and how you can only get amino acids from certain meats and red meats, too. and how important it is to eat proteins in the evening, because when your body's resting, it's regenerating your muscle. So it's good to end your day with a little bit of protein to help your muscles rebuild, and you can only get some of those amino acids that are really important from the red meats.
Well, I would have to agree with him, but you want to make sure it's the clean meat,
right,
that it was pasture-raised meat from an organic setting, and that even the pasture that they were, you know, feeding from had no herbicides, no pesticides. The little stream running through that farmland wasn't coming from somewhere further up the hill where they were spraying heavily into those waters. You don't want the cattle drinking that stuff, or the sheep, or
that's
the pork, or whatever else.
That's almost impossible to do, isn't it?
No, it isn't. No, it isn't, because
really?
It's getting to be more popular. There's getting to be more and more of a demand. When I go to the local supermarkets here in Salt Lake City, I notice their organic section getting bigger and bigger.
Yeah, but
organic...
Wait a second. That's the other thing. Organic foods, the government has ruined the value of organic. So you saw
that study is utter nonsense. You have to look at who paid for that study.
Who?
Pfizer paid for it. Merck paid for it. AstraZeneca paid for it.
Never hear that in the news.
Well, no. And it's because they want to steer you towards genetically modified foods. They want to steer you towards the huge mega corporations that they're all, well, I don't want to say in league with, but they're, you know, certainly in partnership with to some degree. So in the if it's United States grown and it has an organic stamp, it means something. If it came from a Central or South American country or China and it has an organic stamp on it, it don't
means
trust
nothing.
It. Yeah. It means nothing.
Well, all right. So that was, and the Chinese just got him.
And that's one of the things, too. I mean, you know, with fish, I do not buy any kind of farm-raised fish.
No. All right. There's an interesting column in the New York Times on milk. I want to talk with Jack about that when we find him. There is, at the moment, need, however, to discuss something that is hard for you oftentimes to cope with. As you get older, you look older, and that includes your teeth. There's nothing that makes you look older than yellow, stained, ugly teeth. Think about it. When you look at yourself in the mirror, I was with a lady, very nice lady yesterday, in a place where I've done some business. Her teeth were all, it's just a shame. Her teeth were jagged and sticking out all over the place. They're all yellow. And I thought, this is so simple to fix. And it is. I mean, I can't do much about the jagged, but I can certainly help her by whitening her teeth with Power Swabs. Brand new product called Power Swabs. The only whitening system that uses a patented detergent to remove the stains off your teeth. So they stay, your teeth stay whiter longer. Best part of this product, Power Swabs, is that it works so quickly. No messy strips, no messy trays, and the taste that's in your mouth from, I used to use those trays, you stick them in your thing, you mix the chemicals all up. Ugh. This is just a swab. You move it around your teeth for 2 minutes, and your teeth are whiter within the next 5 minutes. And unlike normal whiteners, Power Swabs work on natural teeth as well as that which the teeth have been bonded. We all have some of those in our mouth, right? Maybe you got some caps or veneers, crowns, that sort of thing. They'll all get cleaned up with Power Swabs. And the best part also, I guess I said the best part twice, because I think using the product and its effect on your teeth is one of the best parts of it. The fact that you can get a risk-free supply by dialing 800-865-7602 is another cool thing. This is clinically proven to make your smile whiter in 5 minutes. Power Swabs at 800-865-7602. I know I'm convincing a lot of you to try this. Why not? Especially if it's risk-free. Call for Power Swabs. Your teeth will be whiter as soon as you get it. 800-865-7602.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Feel like you've tried everything for your sore joints? Time to move on to something more effective at improving your joint health. New Schiff Move Free Ultra. More effective than two regular glucosamine and chondroitin tablets. Just one little pill. Why? Because of the breakthrough two-in-one formula with hyaluronic acid plus type 2 collagen, which activates your own immune system and helps repair joint cartilage. Believe it. Was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Move on to something more effective. Move on to Move Free Ultra.
As kids head back to school, cafeterias introduce revamped menus. I'm Risa Jill Miller. The menus offer nutrient-rich flavored milk and more whole grains, fruits, and veggies, all in line with the U.S. Department of Agriculture's new school lunch regulations. All flavored milk will be fat-free and lower in calories and sugar than ever before. Despite these positive advances and the essential nutrients milk offers children, school milk consumption continues to decline for the third year in a row, and kids are falling far short of the recommended servings of milk each day. Registered dietitian Carolyn O'Neill.
Flavored milk is the most popular choice in school lunchrooms, and students drink less milk when it's not offered. It's important that kids learn how to make food choices in the lunchroom to develop skills that last a lifetime by providing a variety of nutritious and delicious foods like fat-free chocolate milk. We're teaching kids good decision-making to ensure that lunch doesn't end up in the trash. Flavored milk is a win-win on the lunch tray.
For more info, visit milkitschools.com.
All right, so that brings us nicely into a discussion with Dr. Jack Stockwell. If you check out his website, jackstockwell.com, you'll learn a lot. You can connect to him actually by going to dougstephan.com. The contributors box has a picture of Jack. Click on that. Go right to his website. The discussion of milk, there was an op-ed piece by Mark Bittman, who is a food columnist in the Times, I think a week or two ago, and he talked about in his food matters what a horrible thing milk was. And he got 1,300 comments from people who talked and complained about heartburn and migraines and irritable bowel syndrome and colitis and eczema and acne and hives and asthma and all that stuff, all caused by that nasty, pesky stuff called milk. And what no one, not anyone that I can see, what no one responded to was the benefits of raw milk and how none of these things are a problem. As a matter of fact, if you have heartburn or you get some of these other problems, lactose intolerance, you drink the raw milk, and you're not going to have, that'll get rid of the problems. Canker sores, all that stuff. It's like, as somebody said to me in my store, it's medicine in a bottle, and yet the government doesn't want you to touch it. Amazing. Because they're too, well, as you just suggested, they're too tied into big pharma.
Well, that's true as well. And again, it's the attempt, it's the disinformation that comes out from a media that, for a large degree, most of its advertising is coming from big agri-corporations, big financial corporations, big petroleum, and big pharma. And they're not going to do anything to disrupt that flow of dollars. So they want to classify anything that's got protein in it as a meat. And so meat's bad for you. They want to classify all dairy products as dairy when they do not, as you said, contradistinguish between raw and cooked. And that's what pasteurized is. Pasteurized is cooked milk. And that's cooked protein. And especially in the presence of that lactose. And when you do the, and then, and this, the craziest thing I've seen lately is some of the pasteurized products bragging about how they're flash pasteurized. Like that's something new and something wonderful. When they raise the temperature another 20 degrees from 160 to 180 degrees.
Be sure to lose all the taste, all the
shorter period.
Value.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's it.
Yeah.
You've destroyed most of the vitamins. You've destroyed the enzymes by cooking this stuff. So that when you get it into your body, the sugars are altered. That's why you get lactose intolerance. The proteins are altered, which is why you get all kinds of digestive, colon, small intestine, the entire alimentary canal kinds of problems, from indigestion all the way down to severe ulcerative colitis of the gut.
Uh-huh.
And then with the altered, the carbohydrates, the sugars, the protein, oh, and the fats. The fats are altered. You start creating trans fats. When you put a regular fat in the presence of high heat, you start creating trans fats. So the worst thing you can do to milk is to pasteurize it. And you've got to remember this key thing here. The pasteurization of milk isn't to protect the public. It's to allow crappy milk to get into the system at the very beginning.
To protect the producers and then get sued. And there's something
Amen.
Wrong with the milk. That's all it is.
Amen.
Yeah, that's all
Amen.
It is. So you're fooled by your government. You're fooled by the businesses. I've been around this stuff all my life. And I know there are some things I know something about, some things I know a lot about, some things I don't know anything about. I'll tell you as I sit here, all the stuff they tell you about milk isn't true. If it's raw, it is really wonderful for you. And Jack is here to help us out every week at this time. JackStockwell.com. Check it out.
I keep drinking malted milk, trying to drive.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural, innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day with all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Sap.
I like pop music, but this is... Oof. What does it mean, Aunt Jemima Sap? What does that mean?
Syrupy Sappy.
Oh, okay. I thought you were making a reference to Diana Ross there. Lionel, doing the song from the movie of the same name, Endless Love, the song number one during this week in 1981. The movie was number one during this week in 1981, but that was then. This is now, 31 years later, and we've got more important things going on here on the Good Day...
Just in case.
Yeah, very nice, Rich. Okay, so Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here to go through some of the movie news of the day. Our contest first, though, comes from a gentleman who's having the star of the show, star of the movie, is one of our favorite character actors, very likable fellow, who's 61 today. You'll recognize his voice immediately in these three clips from a movie that I don't know that it was one of his better movies, but... You'll figure it out. I know you will. I have faith in you. 800-510-8255. That's the number to call when you know what the name of the movie is. You'll take a shot at it, see if you can win a swell prize if you haven't won before. See what you can do with this.
Okay, you guys have a problem, right? I'm the answer man. I can work this out and make everybody happy.
All right, you know the voice, right?
I'm not sure.
Chuck, you know the voice?
I'm not sure.
Jennifer, you know the voice?
Yeah. She's not bad.
Nice going. Where's Jennifer? Yeah. She's not even there. Like, she got the Roberta disease. 800-510-8255. What's next?
Guess who got out of the wrong side of the bed this morning?
Man, I know this.
Of course you know it. 800-510-TALK.
Is this about golf?
Shot. I'm not giving you any. What are you asking me for help for? Last clip.
Hey, he's a nice ribbon. Those are ribbons of shame! I'd wear them on the inside if I was you.
No.
All right. It is. It could be actually two or three different movies because this guy plays the same sort of character.
Chuck, do you know it?
Chuck, you know it?
I have a guess. I'm not positive, though.
Yeah, I don't know it.
All right, listen to your conscience. I trust your gut. Whatever. 800-510-8255. A lot of people are still talking about Michael Clark Duncan passing, Chucker.
Yeah, it's a shame. He was certainly a very likable man.
Yep.
And he was talented, too, in front of the camera.
All right, here's a Part B question for those of you who may not be able to, so we can find a winner. Because this, admittedly, is a hard movie to identify. So I'm going to give you a second chance to win a swell prize on Movie Moments. You ready? When talking about Michael Clark Duncan, he appeared in a couple of films with Ben Affleck. One of them was Armageddon. What was the other one? 800, you know the answer to that one, Chucker?
I think I guess that's some thought.
Duncan, I do know that one.
Reunited with Armageddon star Ben Affleck for another film. 800.
Oh, I know it.
Okay. 800, is that an easy enough question or I need to give more hints?
Well, he played the villain. Let's get it.
Right, bad guy. Right.
Yeah.
800-510-8255. So answer that one, and we'll see if we can cook up a swell prize for you as well. Meanwhile, Chucker has some movie news.
All right, Doug. Filming has begun on the latest Jack Ryan movie over at Paramount. The filming's begun in New York City. Chris Pine plays Jack Ryan. Kevin Costner is mentor. Kevin Brando plays the villain and also directs the movie. The next title for the next Planet of the Apes film is over at 20th Century Fox will be titled Dawn of the Planet of the Apes. It starts filming probably within a year. Speaking of Ben Affleck, his new film Argo received a 30-second standing ovation at the Telluride Film Festival in Colorado. Should be a must-see film. This year, Affleck certainly developed into an excellent director. He also stars in the movie. And The Dark Knight Rises passed the $1 billion mark worldwide.
Wow.
It's off about $100 million here in the United States, but it's done better than The Dark Knight overseas. It's also done $100 million in business on IMAX screens, which is the second biggest IMAX hit beside Avatar.
Yeah. Pretty interesting reality. I thought you'd appreciate going back to this date, 1997, when four feature flicks were released. Excess Baggage with Alicia Silverstone, Benicio del Toro, Christopher Walken. Remember that?
Yeah, it bombed and that really hurt her career after Clueless. I liked her, but her career did not really materialize after Clueless.
Yeah, sure did.
She was really good at
Hoodlum with Lawrence Fishburne, Vanessa Williams. Remember that one?
What was the name of it?
Hoodlum.
It was a decent film, not great.
Cull the Conqueror with Kevin Sorbo, Tia Carrera, man.
Oh, yeah.
That must have been a beauty.
That's funny.
All right, let's see if we can get the answers to these two questions. David, what do you think the name of the movie is?
The first one was Kurt Russell. It was Overboard, I believe.
No, sir. Mike, what do you think the name of the movie is?
Mr. Mom with Michael Keaton.
Nope. Sandy, what's the name of the movie?
The movie is Gung Ho with Michael Keaton.
That is correct. Jay, what's the name of the movie that the two guys were in together? Jay.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hvextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.